Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Exceptional Presenter by Timothy J. Kogel is a practical guide to delivering presentations that feel confident, clear, and persuasive. Written by an executive communication coach known for working with business leaders, the book focuses on the skills that make audiences pay attention, a strong structure, purposeful delivery, and credible presence. Rather than treating public speaking as a mysterious talent, Kogel frames it as a repeatable process built from preparation and performance habits. Readers can expect straightforward direction on how to open strongly, stay organized, communicate with energy, and handle the dynamics of a room, whether presenting to a board, pitching to clients, or leading an internal meeting. The book also emphasizes that great presenting is not only about slides and content, but about how a speaker thinks, rehearses, and connects with listeners. For professionals who need to influence decisions, gain buy-in, or represent their organization, Kogel offers an approach designed to be practiced quickly and applied immediately. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a repeatable formula for building any presentation. A central idea in The Exceptional Presenter is that strong presenting is the result of an intentional formula, not improvisation. Kogel emphasizes designing a talk with a clear purpose, a specific audience outcome, and a logical structure that helps listeners follow and remember. This includes clarifying the key message, selecting supporting points that earn credibility, and sequencing ideas so the audience can easily track where you are and why it matters. The book highlights the value of being concise and choosing content that serves the objective rather than trying to say everything you know. Readers are guided to think in terms of audience needs, decision criteria, and the few proof points that matter most. This approach is especially helpful in business settings, where time is limited and attention is fragmented. By relying on a consistent structure, presenters can reduce anxiety, prepare faster, and deliver with more authority. The formula also helps maintain momentum during questions or interruptions because the presenter has an internal map to return to, keeping the room aligned with the message. Secondly, opening strong and owning the first minutes, Kogel stresses that the beginning of a presentation shapes how the audience judges everything that follows. The book focuses on practical ways to start with control, credibility, and relevance, so the room quickly understands why they should listen. This includes defining the purpose early, signaling the value to the audience, and setting expectations for where the talk is going. A strong opening also establishes presence, posture, eye contact, voice, and pacing that communicate confidence. The book encourages speakers to avoid weak starts such as apologizing, rambling, or reading slides, because those habits invite the audience to disengage. Instead, the opening should create momentum and set a professional tone, whether the setting is a conference room, virtual meeting, or larger venue. Kogel also treats the opening as a strategic moment to build trust, especially for leaders who need to influence decisions. When the first minutes are deliberate and well-rehearsed, the presenter is more likely to manage nerves, stabilize breathing and voice, and project calm authority. That ownership makes it easier to guide the room through complex information later. Thirdly, delivery skills that project confidence and credibility. Beyond content, The Exceptional Presenter focuses on the physical and vocal choices that make a speaker believable. Kogel addresses delivery as a set of trainable behaviors, using a clear voice, varying pace and emphasis, controlling filler words, and speaking with energy that matches the message. He also emphasizes body language that supports authority rather than undermines it, including grounded posture, purposeful movement, and eye contact that connects with individuals across the room. The book frames these elements as credibility signals, particularly important in executive and client-facing situations where stakeholders decide quickly whether to trust the speaker. Another theme is composure under pressure, since many presentations involve high-stakes questions, senior leaders, or skeptical audiences. Developing consistent delivery habits helps speakers remain steady and persuasive even when challenged. Kogel's coaching-oriented approach pushes readers to practice in realistic conditions and to treat rehearsal as skill-building rather than memorization. The outcome is a presentation style that feels natural yet intentional, where delivery reinforces the message instead of distracting from it. For professionals aiming to appear more authoritative without becoming rigid, these techniques offer a practical middle path. Fourthly, creating clarity, focus, and audience engagement, Kogel emphasizes that audiences respond to clarity more than complexity. The book encourages presenters to reduce clutter, highlight what matters, and deliver information in a way that is easy to absorb. This involves choosing a few key points, using simple transitions, and explaining ideas with concrete examples that help listeners connect the message to their own context. Engagement, in this view, is not entertainment but sustained attention built through relevance and structure. Kogel also points to the importance of reading the room and adjusting in real time, such as slowing down when confusion appears or emphasizing the decision point when attention drifts. In business presentations, engagement often hinges on making the audience feel the presentation is for them, not at them. That means anticipating objections, addressing stakes, and showing how the recommendation affects goals, risk, and outcomes. The book also recognizes that many presenters rely too heavily on slides, which can cause speakers to turn away from the audience or overload listeners. By prioritizing clarity and connection, the presenter becomes the primary communicator and visual aids become supporting tools. This shift helps audiences stay oriented and more willing to act on the message. Lastly, preparation and rehearsal as performance training. A key message in The Exceptional Presenter is that consistent preparation separates average speakers from exceptional ones. Kogel treats rehearsal as performance training, not a quick run-through of slides. The book highlights preparing the message at multiple levels: the main point, the supporting arguments, and the specific wording for critical moments such as the opening, transitions, and closing. It also stresses practicing aloud, because silent review does not reveal pacing problems, unclear phrasing, or weak emphasis. Kogel's approach aligns with how professionals build confidence under pressure. They rehearse the parts that must be delivered flawlessly and prepare flexible frameworks for the parts that will vary depending on questions and audience reactions. This mindset helps speakers handle interruptions, stay on time, and sound natural without improvising aimlessly. The book also encourages presenters to refine based on feedback and to develop habits that work across settings, including meetings, keynote talks, and virtual presentations. By investing in preparation, speakers reduce anxiety because they know they can deliver, and they increase impact because they can focus on the audience instead of struggling to recall the next point. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who must influence outcomes through spoken communication, executives, managers, consultants, sales leaders, entrepreneurs, and rising talent who present to decision makers. It is also valuable for subject matter experts who know their material but struggle to deliver it with confidence and authority. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate: clearer thinking, stronger leadership presence, and more persuasive communication in meetings, pitches, and high-stakes conversations. Those improvements often translate into better career opportunities because presenting skill is closely tied to visibility and trust. Compared with many public speaking books that focus heavily on general inspiration or stage fright alone, Kogel's approach is oriented to business realities and repeatable execution. The emphasis on a proven structure, strong openings, credible delivery, and disciplined rehearsal makes the guidance easier to apply across different presentation types and time constraints. It is worth buying for readers who want a concrete, coach-like framework they can practice and reuse rather than a collection of abstract tips. If you need to open up, take command of a room, and deliver messages that lead to decisions, this book offers a focused playbook to build that skill. If you would like to support Timothy J. Kogel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.